I never wanted to feel needed in a romantic relationship. I can't remember a time where I wanted to feel needed. I always wanted to feel wanted. So if wanting me and having me would never be enough, I would never want that person in the way that I initially thought. And if it comes to, well, what are you going to know? When are you going to know, like, what it feels like to be needed? Like, that's a different type of connection. I have that connection already with my kids. And I understand why they need me, because they can't do for themselves. They need guidance. They know less. And they have less legal green light to do things for themselves. That's logical to me. I get that. I'm mommy to them. My mother needs me because I'm her only daughter, and I'm the one she tells her details to. I'm the one that she tells that she doesn't want a funeral. I'm the one that she tells that she doesn't want blood transfusions. I'm the one that she tells, you know, what life insurance policy she has, and you know, what business ideas she's planning on doing, how her health is, how her appointment was yesterday. Like, I understand that type of need. But my man, though, he has to be able to know how amazing he is already before I meet him. Okay? And if he wanted multiple women, I need to know that he could have multiple women, and not like multiple dog women. No offense to who finds offense with that. Like, women that's not really doing their best for themselves. They don't look the best. They're not in the best health. Their attitude is nasty. Not those type of women. Like, if he doesn't have like his pickings of great women, if he wanted to, then it's not going to work. I need to know that he understands how to be his best self before he is in my life. I need to know that he knows how great he is already before he's in my life. But the fact that out of all the women he could choose, he's choosing me, he's wanting me, it has to be me, that's perfect. That's perfect, because the reality is, if you're with a person solely because of what they look like or what they can do for you, life changes and looks fade. So eventually they're going to get to a position where they can't do the same things they used to do for you. Do you not love them? Do you not cherish them? Do you not respect them in the same way because they can't do those things? Because she doesn't look the same way, do you love her less? Do you respect her less? Do you wander off into other bitches' pussies? Are you entertaining other women on the internet? But as soon as you get off your phone, let me jump back into my relationship. Let me jump back into my marriage. If it's that, if your mind is that idle, if your mind is that easily swayed, I don't want it. I don't want it. Because when I'm in a relationship with one man, I'm only in a relationship with one man. There's nothing that another man on the outside of our relationships can convince me or take me out of that relationship. And I need that to be the focus in a male partner. Okay? I think women are beautiful, but no, ma'am. Okay? I need that to be, the want has to be there. The want to be better for myself has to be there before you need to eat right. You need to exercise. You need to do for yourself. You need to be responsible. Everybody knows what they need to do. But if you match what you need to do with what you want to do, we cooking. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the differences between need type of love, use type of love, and the type of love that it needs to be for me personally. And I think everybody's version of how they want to be loved or how they want to feel and the relationships that they choose to have might be different. But for me, I have to want you to be in it. If I don't want you, I'm not about to be in it. I never wanted to be in a relationship where I needed a person. That sounds like dependency. That sounds like sucking on titties. That sounds like daddy level. And ain't nobody my daddy out here. My dad was and gone. Okay? And my mom, she's elderly at this point. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not looking for a parent and my companion. So me needing a man in my life in that way, I don't want that. I want the man in my life. Meaning if I did not see value in you, you would not be here. If I did not want this relationship for the values and the standards that I have, you would not be here. Someone else would. And a lot of people are scared to pursue a relationship where a person doesn't solely need you while they're there. They want you. They're choosing you every day. And I think choosing a person every day is way more powerful than needing them, because needing sounds like you're dependent on this person. And if someone else could do for you, you would easily pack your shit up and leave because somebody else is doing for you. No, I'm choosing you. So let's talk about it. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. Needing a man for me feels like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it. He won't answer the phone. How am I pay my bills? How can I manage my day without laying on my man's weenies? What? Bitch, if you don't get up. I want to be in his skin. I can't sleep without him in my bed. I feel lost in life without him. No man will ever do. Shut up. Shut up. Women who solely want to be in a relationship with a man because they need him, because you choose to not do for yourself, are fucking irritating to me. Irritating to me. And a lot of women will sit and be like, oh, in order for a man to feel like he could be the man in your life, you gotta act like you can't do it for yourself, even though you could do it. You gotta act like you don't know how to balance your checkbook so he could feel like the man in your life. You gotta, even though you could pay for it yourself, you gotta let him pay your bills. I ain't gotta let him do shit. The man I want also has to know if he was at work and broke his leg tomorrow as a married couple with kids, I got you. I can handle it. I know what to do. I can do it for myself because I've had a history of doing it for myself. I could do it for us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women constantly find themselves never taking a break and looking for a man and looking for a man because they don't want to do adulting by themselves. And men do it too. Men do it too. Men will look for a woman that's so desperate to have a man in her life that she's willing to give him a house, create him a home, have his kids while he sits in there. Oh, I'm trying. Oh, I'm looking for a job. You know, nobody won't give me anything. Man, I'm stressed out. What you stressed out about? What you stressed out about? Because I come from a generation of men who don't complain. They show up. I come from a grandfather who only had a sixth grade education, had 11 children, built homes, made furniture by hand, did roofs for people, always found work. My father was an entrepreneur, owned a barbershop, learned how to cut hair, bought properties. Yes, he liked to gamble, but that's his fucking money. He never waited for somebody to tell him what time he has to be at work. And even though he worked for himself, he got up the same time every fucking day. 6 a.m. to be out the house by 7:30. So, having men in my life and siblings who work for themselves and have worked for people, but want to be able to have their own businesses and pass it down to their kids, and just like, I can't settle for a man waiting for somebody to tell him what to do. So me needing a man so I can know what to do is not in me. Me needing a man to tell me where I need to be is not in me. Okay? Even my mom, as sickly as she was, you know what I'm saying? But all that she made sure people were comfortable in, having clothes, making sure they clean, making sure they're ironed, sewing for people, doing upholstery, making hats for the church ladies, watching people's kids, taking care of us. I've never experienced my mom not being able to make sure we had lights, clean water, or my dad. You know what I'm saying? As a parent, I don't understand when parents get to a point where be like, I don't know. Or I don't know how I'm gonna do it. Or I just couldn't do it. How? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that I can't, it's just not in the books, but I can't is unacceptable to me. So when it comes to needing a man to be able, I'm never going to put myself in that position. I'm never going to put myself in a position to stop everything that I've been doing to provide for myself, to make sure for myself, to make sure for the girls, in order to be kept up under a man so he could feel like a man because he makes sure what I can do. He makes sure he's in control of when I eat, where I sleep, you know what I'm saying? How I travel, where I go, what time I'm there, who I'm with. Like, no. Okay. Because that sounds too much like insecurity for me. That sounds too much like you're too controlling. That sounds too much like you're not comfortable with someone choosing to respect you in your absence. You're not comfortable with someone choosing to support your goals and your ideas and this relationship. But a lot of people aim for that shit. I'm just not one of those people that aim for this position of needing a man in my life. Okay? Because if it was, I need a man, that would be a fucking lie for me. Now, with that being said, would having a healthy relationship with a man who is also doing for himself, that would love to help me and take something off my plate, and I would also love to take some task and stress off his plate, for sure. But that's reciprocation. That's because of what you do to show up for me. Let me show you what I'll do to show up for you. Okay? But a lot of people want to be needed in a relationship so they can have something to feel like, oh, you never gonna leave, or you never gonna be able to do this without me, or you need me here, or I can't leave for 4 days because what you gonna do? No. I can't do it. That absolutely not. So let's go on the next thing. Using a man. Okay? And I say using a man, not just because only women do it, because men use women too, but I only deal with men. So I'm going to talk from the perspective of using a man. There's a lot of women out here that will use a man. Instead of me doing my best, I'm going to act clueless so he can feel like I'm dumb without him. Instead of me providing for myself like I've been doing before this person was in my life, I'm going to act like I can't. Instead of, you know, making sure my finances are together, I'm going to fuck up my money and look at him for pity so he can figure out how he about to take care of what he needs to do and my finances. When I'm hungry, I'm going to look for him to feed me. That sounds like a disability to me. Okay, that sounds like a disability. When I need to make sure I can get from point A to point B, I'm looking for him to show me the way, take me there, pay for my ride. That sounds like a human on crutches for me. And there's a lot of women that are out here using men as crutches. And there's a lot of great men out here working a great job, providing a home, providing a way, providing opportunity to women who should have never been in that position to have that from you. You have babies with a woman that does not respect you. She only likes how she can use you. And that's pathetic. That's pathetic. There's a lot of men out here who only feel like men if they can show up financially, and that's sad. There's a lot of men out here who only feel like a woman is not going anywhere because he takes her on trips. He gives her credit cards. He takes her out to eat all the time. He's taking pictures with her. He takes her shopping. A lot of women don't give a fuck about why you're doing that for her. She just knows what you're doing for her makes her look better for the next nigga. You hear me? You do that with the wrong woman, she knows you're making her look better for the next person she got her eye on. Because some people in life feel like even though they have a good person in their life and they care for them a bit more than they care about them, I could always do better. This is not my limit. And I'm not saying you should be in a relationship where you feel limited, but they're never at peace with the good that they have. They always feel like, yeah, he good to me. Yeah, he respects me. Yeah, you know, my family likes him. Yeah, he takes care of our children. You know, yeah, I don't have to worry about him wandering off or embarrassing me in public with other women. Yeah, he makes sure I'm comfortable. But I feel like that man over there could do something a little bit more for me. That man over there can make me blah, 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 blah. Can give me blah, 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 blah. And it's very important to be so self-aware that you peep men and women in relationships who will never be pleased by how great you are to them, how much good you do for them. And when you peep people like that, you need to back away. You need to learn how to do less. You need to allow them to drown themselves out. Because they will milk you, stress you, and exhaust your efforts. So using a man is not in me. Have I been in positions to be able to use a man for my gain, knowing damn well I didn't want to be in a relationship? Hell yes. And what did I do? Break up with them. Because I see the good in people, and I can also see when who a person is character-wise. If I stay in this relationship longer, I'm going to hurt them to where they don't want to be good to anybody else. So I take myself up out of that. I know that there are men out here who love me and will do anything for me. And because I know they deserve that type of reciprocated energy and love from a woman, and I know I'm not it, I took myself up out of that. There's a lot of women who will take advantage of a man thinking the sun shines out of her ass while she gives him her ass to kiss. And not in a good way, because I know it's a lot of men out here eating ass. But I'm just saying, I could never be that woman. I'm not about to be out here using no man. If I don't really fuck with you like that, I'm not about to sit in a relationship to use you as a pit stop. There are a lot of men and women using people as a pit stop. And that's why nothing good could ever stay good consistently in your life, is because how you use people who are genuinely about you. And until you change your ways, it's going to be a wave of good times. It's going to be a wave of negative times. Until you hit bottom and you realize your fucked up ways and your mindset and you change that, that's what it's going to be. I will never feel comfortable leaning on a man who is doing for me if I'm not willing to do the same. And a lot of y'all integrity is bottom tier. A lot of y'all self-awareness is bottom tier. A lot of men get bitter by showing up for women who don't like them. And they continuously, purposely keep showing you ways that they don't like you. And you keep sitting around and doing and doing and doing and showing up, hoping if I just break through this wall right here, she'll be nicer to me. If I keep buying her lunch and making sure she has money to do her hair, one day she'll let me sniff her pussy. No, there's a lot of women that know you would like a whiff of a sniff of her pussy and she'll never give you that. But as long as she keep you on the string long enough, you're going to do a whole bunch of circus acts thinking you're going to get it. And women know when they're doing that. Women who meet you, and when they first meet you or they first talk to you, they asking you for money. They asking you to pay bills. They asking you to take them trips and shit. And y'all think, oh, when you got it, it ain't nothing when you got it. Nah, nigga, she don't like you. She don't like you. And a lot of men get to a point where they're so blinded by the money and the current bracket that they in, that they really think the women that are around them because they're liked, because they're loved. Those women don't even like themselves. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not the best looking woman in the world. I'm not the fittest woman in the world. I don't have the biggest titties in the world. I don't have the fattest ass in the world. I don't drive the best car. But there's a lot of women who may visually look more appealing than me, who will always hate themselves more than me. There's a lot of women that don't know where the stop signs are on plastic surgery, and they just keep going back. And what's so crazy is no matter how you change the outside, bitch, you will always be ugly on the inside. Your mindset is ugly. The way that you treat people is ugly. The way that you try to erase your original features is ugly. And then what blows my mind is they turn around and they have kids. And how can you look a child in the face, seeing your features that you try to erase, and tell them that they're beautiful? And tell them that they're worthy. And mean it. When you spend most of your adult life erasing yourself. But that's a whole nother conversation. Well, let me tell you about wanting a motherfucker. Because that's, that's my lane. Wanting that man. That's a different vibe right there. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? A want type of love is my steez. That's my lane, okay? Out of all the people I chose to work with you. I chose to build with you. Out of all of my experiences, I want more with you. Out of all my choices, I'm choosing you every time. Healthy love is a love that you choose every day. Not a love that you feel trapped in on a daily. Not a love where you gotta have a secret account to fund your way out of. Not a love that emotionally abuses you, physically abuses you, mentally abuses you, financially abuses you. A decision you make based on truth and action that you've seen is a type of love and a type of relationship and a type of bond that I would have to have with a man to stay in a relationship with a man. And a lot of people don't have that. This person doesn't make me feel ashamed to love them, to be in their presence, to be in public. You know, this person absolutely brings me peace, vice versa. I admire how this man treats himself and his family. I love how this person respects his boundaries and respects my boundaries in space. We both have a life outside of our relationship. We both invite each other into our lives. All of that shit is important. All of that is why I want to be in the relationship I'm in. Out of all the people, they treat me the best. I appreciate how this person encourages me in my goals. I, in turn, encourage this person. When this person is doubting themselves, I speak life into this person. I want to show up for this person. The energy of love is powerful, but I can't allow it to blind me on the fact that people are imperfect. And I'm willing to work with this person's imperfections. A lot of people are not willing to work with a person's imperfections. And it's okay to have imperfections because we all have them. But some people get to a point where they're not even trying to work on it. They just want you to get to a point where you accept it as much as they accept it. My desire for this person keeps my efforts alive and going and thriving. I don't want to be in a relationship with a person I don't desire. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to spiritually being connected, I want it to be a complete norm that I pray with this person, that we pray over our children, that we watch each other's backs, that we share each other's silence. And this only comes when two people want each other and choose each other. And when two people are bonded like that, there's no outside challenges that's going to interfere with how they locked in. Okay? And your love for a person and your want for a person cannot exceed yourself. So if you don't love yourself to the utmost, you cannot show up and love a person to the utmost. That's why it's very important for people to experience themselves individually, solo, and then meet somebody and you bring all your good shit and you're not afraid to be honest about what's not so great that you're working on. Because we all should be working on something. You know? My love for my man would be because I want what the person is providing. I want what the person is showing up in. I want who the person is. I don't want who I think I can make him be. I want who he is already. Not out of desperation. Not out of, I'm exhausted. Not out of, you know, not having the wisdom, not having the intelligence, not knowing how. Out of, if I get to a level of needing more guidance and needing someone to trust, and my kids needing a male figure to look up to respect, to know what's the standard. Is this person worthy enough? And if it ain't that, I don't want it. And so when you think like that, it's very easy to know who's not for you. Off tops. You don't need a week to find out. You don't need 6 months to find out. You're not going to find out that you in a Risa Tisa situation because you already peeped. You're already self-aware. Me having a mind fantasy of who a person might be is not about to get me off. You know what I'm saying? Me physically being around a man that the world wants is not about to get me off. But me mentally being connected and spiritually being locked in and me wanting a person and wanting to be better for a person and wanting to be better overall is what's going to keep me consistently showing up. And that's why a want love is way better to me than someone needing a motherfucker. So I'll leave y'all with that. And that's all I wanted to say. I hope y'all enjoyed this bonus, okay? But some people think differently. I'm not going to knock you on how you think. Get it how you live. Get it how you need to get it. But for me, it has to be a want thing. It's never going to be a need thing. It's never going to be because I'm desperate. It's never going to be because, oh my gosh, I'm this age already. I got to get somebody, anybody. Never. Never. Okay? But I appreciate you. Thank you for checking out She Gets a Pod. You can find me at shambypodding.com. Shambi Podding on TikTok, Shambi Podding on IG, Shambi Podding on Stereo, Shambi Podding on Twitter. And that's it. She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show.